Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let's go back to the scripture. Praise the Lord. Watch it. In bringing them out of Egypt, out of the law, and out of the denominational system, note, he used a prophet. Each time, he used a prophet. And the whole of Israel, listen, church, it's important you take note of this. God's perfect will is to lead his people by the prophet. God's perfect will is to lead his church by the prophet. His people by the prophet. Hebrew chapter 11. Hebrew chapter 1. Open Hebrew chapter 1. Are we there? This is how he put it. Verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers. By who? By who? Did he speak to them? By the kings? By the priests? By who? By the prophets. Now again. Had in these last days, according to Apostle Paul, spoken unto us by who? By his son, who he had appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down the right hand of the majesty on high. The important thing I want to bring out here is that in the whole Old Testament, God's provided way from Egypt until they reached the promised land. He, God, was to lead his people by the prophet. Church, they asked Jesus in Matthew 19. You say it is not proper for a man to divorce his wife. Why then did Moses tell us to give a bill of divorcement? And he said, for the hardness of your heart, Moses gave you that law. But in the beginning, it was not so. So it means what Christ came to do was to restore us back to the perfect will of God. Perfect will of God. Pointing us back to how things are supposed to be. In the beginning, God led his people by the prophet. When did the position of the prophet, when was it relegated the way it is? It started in the days of Samuel. The children of Israel, as they walk along the wilderness, the battles they were fighting, they were seeing the world. Each time there was a battle, the king of the enemy will lead the battle. They saw the type of, charismatic appearance, the regalia, the entourage, the beauty. We know how a king is dressed. When you see him coming, it brings fear and everything like that. That is why in those days, when it is time for battle, who are they looking for? If you can catch the king, the battle is over. So the battle is, some people are, your assignment is the king. That's why when Mumu Jehoshaphat was to go together with smart Ahab. Ahab was smarter. He knows he will be the target that the enemy will catch. He said, you see, Jehoshaphat, if we are going, you will dress like me. Then me, I go just dress like ordinary person. You hear? You hear? Mumu Jehoshaphat can't dress. Ha! When you see a carnal Christian moving with a spiritual Christian, ha! The the children of this world, they are wiser than the children of the kingdom. Okay, you know the story of Jehoshaphat and Ahab, but I'm not going that way. I am just saying how they dress. And before you know what, they came to Samuel. Samuel, now we're not saying that you the leaders all this while, because Samuel was the mouthpiece of God. He said, give us a king like other people. Give us a king like other people. Samuel's heart was broken. Samuel said, what is wrong with you people? Since I started leading you people, did I charge you for anything? Did I make your children slaves? Did I collect anything from you? Did I trouble you in any way? Is it not only what I hear I tell you? Why now do you want to look like other nations? You want a king. His heart was broken. God came to Samuel. He says, Samuel, it is not you they have rejected. It is I, the Lord, they have rejected. Anytime you reject a prophet, you have rejected God. This age, the people have rejected the prophet. Jesus Christ came, they rejected him. They rejected God. Anytime they reject, see, church, the denominational one have played down the position of a prophet. And please, when I say prophet, I don't mean those seers that sit down to see your marriage, to see your business. I hope you understand me. I'm not referring to Prophet Sunday type of prophet. I hope you understand me. I hope you understand me. I'm talking of God himself has always had his dispensational days. A period where he wants to move with his people to another level. When it is time to move his people to another level, he does not use a pastor. He uses... Amen. Okay. I say, who is this person like this? You know, it's an old... How did you want to talk? In Noah. God bless you. They fire me like that. They fire me like that. They think they add fire for me. Because he mentioned something at the juncture of time. That is a message preached by William Branham. That's why I know it must be a message person. Hallelujah. William Branham preached a message that he titled The Junction of Time. Because, hallelujah, there is always a junction. Then God will decide which way to go. Amen. Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 referred to Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. The cornerstone that we bend, then you will follow him. And at every juncture of time, he, God, will bring his prophets to show the light which way to move. If you refuse to move with him, you remain there dead. In this age now, it's the same thing that is happening. He told Samuel, it's not you they are rejecting, it's me, their God, they are rejecting. Since they said they want a king, give them a king. But tell them, this is how their king will look like. He will make your children his slaves. He will collect all your farmlands. He will make all of you to serve him. This is how the king will look like. Oh yeah, carry oil. I will show you who you will anoint. And the people now saw it. He went to the house of who? Jesse. God said, go to the house of Jesse. I have somebody there that will be their king. Is it this one? No. Is it this? Hallelujah. No, he went to Saul first. He went to Saul first before he went to the house of Jesse. Hallelujah. He looked at a man that was so handsome. The Bible describes his height, his shoulder, his everything, because that is the type they want now. That's the type they want. Church, if you study this Bible properly and God gives you understanding, you will fear God. Do you know that God sent Samuel to go and anoint somebody as king. Meanwhile, it was not according to his will. But because they wanted, he permitted it. It became his permissive will. But does that stop God's purpose? Lie. You only end up troubling God's people. The same thing again. The church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be ruled by the word of God. The same thing that happened in the wilderness. In this wilderness journey from earth to glory again, Christians now are refusing to follow Bible way of running the ministry. They have now imported things from the world into the church. The same thing that is happening. You see? Look at the world today and come to the church. The world is entering and entering and entering. They started small. Now, when you enter a church, there is no difference between a church and what is happening out there in the world. Companies and organizations organize seminars. Churches are organizing seminars. Churches are organizing football match. Churches are organizing football match. In the world, there is first lady. In the church, there is first lady. That's first lady. There is a first lady in the church. They call her mommy. In the church of Jesus Christ. Why? They rejected, thus said the Lord, to their age. Every worldliness, including worldly appearances. If you want to know what is the latest fashion in the world, go to church. That's where you see it. That's where they are. Do you know? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A pastor organized last week the 50th birthday of his wife. Who were those that were in the church making speeches during the service, for the Thanksgiving service? They were politicians. Tunde Bakare's wife celebrated 50th birthday last week. Who were those that were there? And the Bible tells us, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. What is that man of God doing with politicians to that level? To that level. Until they are coming to the pulpit to give political speeches in the church. They are giving political speeches in the church. Ha! Jesus Christ went from Bethany. He went to Jerusalem. He entered the temple and saw them doing bazaar. Inside church, they were doing bazaar. They were doing bazaar inside the temple. Bazaar. Going. Gone. Bazaar inside church. What did Jesus Christ do? He made whip, killed all of them, scattered all of them, chased them. Didn't the scripture say, my house shall be a house of prayers? He said, you have turned it to a den of thieves, robbers. It's not a marketplace. You do nothing there to sell your property. Sell anointing oil. Sell handkerchief. Sell pure water. It's a church that is marketing pure water at Ladibo. He call it Rema Church. Rema water. And then they are selling it there. If you sprinkle it in your shop, there will be business. You sprinkle it in your shop. And then they are packaging it. Rema water. In this city of Lagos, I didn't say anywhere else. A den of thieves and robbers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they rejected the word for their hour. See the condition they have reduced themselves into. Do you know that they organize clowns, comedians? They call them Christian comedians. This same Bible forbids jesting. And people are coming there. Stand at this altar and do comedy. For people to laugh and laugh inside church. I know of a church that has cultural day. Where you dress according to your culture and come and do cultural dance. And they give award to the best presentation. Inside church. I know a church that goes on picnic on Valentine's Day. I know a church that celebrates Valentine's Day. What else is remaining? What else is remaining? Everything in the world is in the church. Churches now organize programs where people pay gate fee to enter. They pay gate fee to enter Christian show. What else is remaining? Because they rejected the word for their age. Church, God brings you to a ministry like this. If I don't tell you the truth, God will judge me. And that's why I want to say the best I can. At least it is recorded. It's recorded. It's recorded. It's recorded. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Exodus chapter 13. Somebody read our tracks and called me. Are you here today? You called me. You phoned my number. You didn't even know I was the one you were calling. You read our track, one your pastor. You called me, you say, is there a church that believe all these things? Are you the one? Come. I've been wanting to see you. I didn't ask for your name and I didn't store your number, so I couldn't call you. Eh? He's the one. You called me. You are the one? Give him microphone. Can you give us microphone? Let's hear him. Can he talk? Give us microphone, please. That's an eagle. That's an eagle. That's an eagle. Come forward, my brother. I'm sorry. I only had. You didn't know I was the one you were talking to.
Yes, sir.
Yes. When you call my number.
Yes, sir.
At that hour, I was busy doing something else. The phone rang, and the voice spoke to me. Pick it. I was not going to pick the call because it was distracting me. And when you spoke, I was so excited. How did you come about our track?
I received it inside motor.
Give us volume, please. You inside which motor?
From Ikotun.
Talk to microphone.
From Ikotun to Sele.
From Ikotun to Sele?
Yes, sir.
Who is the minister that must have sprayed that in there? Friday, you are the one. Come and stand near him. Come and stand near him. Yes. This man has decided that the whole of Lagos must see that tract. So every day you go come pack him, enter motor, they go anywhere where motor carry and go. Where in money reach, you go drop, come back. Now him be that. You know you have not wasted it. You didn't know that there was an eagle there. Eh? An eagle that is hatched among chickens. Eh? Am I correct? Hallelujah. So what happened when you read that track?
It was so exciting.
Exciting. Hallelujah. You were saying you were reading together with some people. Was it inside the same bus you were reading it?
No, when I get to my place of business.
Okay. Talk louder, they want to hear you.
When I get to my place of business, I read it with them.
And they were all arguing whether there is a church that's... That was last week?
Yes, sir.
Last week?
Yes, sir.
From last week you have been coming here. Have you confirmed now that there is a church that is?
Exactly.
Exactly. Hallelujah. Will you come here on Sunday?
I'm a member of this.
You're a member now. He said he's a member. You are here with your wife.
Yes, sir.
I want to see you and your wife on Sunday.
Thank you, sir.
Meet me in my office.
Thank
I'll give you tea. Two of us will go drink tea together.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is an ego. People are looking for where there is truth. People are fed up with the abracadabra that is going on in churches today. Exodus. Hallelujah. Can I have a handkerchief, please? Chapter 13. Listen. They are now in the wilderness journey. Traveling. There's something I want you to note here. In verse 21. Okay, verse 20. And they took their journey from Sukkot and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day. In what? Say it very loud. Pillar of a cloud to lead them the way. And by night, in what? Sharp pillar of fire. Pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Exodus chapter 40. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is now after the tabernacle was erected now. Tabernacle symbolizes the place of worship. It has been erected, consecrated, verse 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud, listen, and when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. The pillar of cloud and the fire. If the cloud moved, of course, the cloud was in the daytime. The fire was in the nighttime. So if they are to move in the daytime, God decides when to move. He's the one that decides when to move. Man cannot decide when God will move. He has his agenda. He has his timetable for the movement of his church. If the cloud move, then they will know it is time to move. Now, since they don't know when it will move, it means they lived in wherever they camped, ready to move anytime. Church, listen, we are learning something. Because it is a Christian journey. They were to move when the cloud move. And when the cloud will move, he will not tell them, I am moving tomorrow. So it means it was somebody's business to stay and watch the cloud. And watch in the daytime, he's watching the cloud. In the night, he's watching the fire. When he says, move, when the thing begins to move, he will shout, He the mover. Hallelujah. The move is on, my Lord. The move is on, my Lord.
Oh, I can hear the rustle of the mulberry tree, and I know the move is on.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. What is this cloud? What is this pillar of fire? Exodus 23. Exodus 23. If you are there, verse 20. Amen. It says, behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in thy way, to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angels shall go before thee, and bring thee unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Who was that cloud? Who was that pillar of light? It was the angel of God. And this angel of God here, church, listen. I say, it is not just an angel, a messenger from God. It is actually God's presence in angelic form. It was God himself coming down to lead his people. You see? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, you are to listen to him. That was the angel, that light that was in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew chapter 2. When it comes to pulling out people from the law to grace again. Matthew chapter 2. See the way it is put here. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me not waste time with that. We all know that story. I am talking about the star. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, Matthew chapter 2. They were looking for the king. The tall Herod, he said, we have seen his star. We have seen his star. They were in the wilderness there. They were in the east, sorry. Studying stars. A star is another light. Actually, what they saw up there, listen. Church, listen. What they saw actually was not a star. It was a light. But they have no other way of describing it. It was a light in the atmosphere. But it was not a star. It was that same angel that was in the wilderness that led the children of Israel coming down again, announcing that he is coming again to pull his people out of the law. It was God's presence again. That is what that light is. That is the second time we see that light. That light, blessed be the name of the Lord. I have six references to that light. That is the second reference. The third reference is in Acts chapter 2, verse 2. They were gathered in the upper room. Suddenly, another fire come down. That fire that came down and broke into tongues upon the people was God's presence again coming down in another light. Number 4, in Acts chapter 9, if you read it from verse 1, again, Apostle Paul was going to persecute Saul. Now, Saul was going to persecute the Christians in Damascus. On his way going, another light appeared before him. That light struck him. And he shouted. That voice sounded, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And Saul asked him, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus Christ, whom thou persecutest." He came again in that light. John chapter 1 lets us know that Jesus is the light of the world. John chapter 3, reading from verse 19, it tells us Jesus is the light that shineth in the world, but the world comprehended him not. Jesus is the light that God came down to show us the world, to show us the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And number 6, blessed be the name of the Lord. The 6th appearance appeared in our own day. In the ministry of that man, William Marion Brown. Each time a monumental move of God is to take place, he will come with that light. That light is not an ordinary light. That light is the presence of God himself to lead the way through the wilderness. That's my emphasis tonight. That in this our age also, God has given us opportunity to see that light. If you read the history of William Branham, from the day he was born, that light came through the window. The mother saw it, came upon that small boy that was born on the day he was born. The woman did not understand what it means. They didn't see that light again until when he reached about the age of 7 years old. The Bible says, the story goes, according to his own life history as he told it himself. When he went, the first time it happened, he went to fetch water somewhere. As he was coming back, near a tree, a breeze blew on the tree that frightened him. And he saw that light. The light will come on that tree, shake that light, and the voice will speak to him. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't defy yourself in any way, for I have a work for you to do in future. As a little boy, he didn't know. He will run out of fear. He dropped the bucket there. Ran there, was shivering, in the arms of his mother. And, of course, they would take him to the church. Some strange things happening to this boy. And, of course, they grew up, Baptist church. He said, they would say, maybe some spirits are disturbing him. It's some fever. He may be suffering from fever. And then they would give him some injection. And then he would calm down. It kept going on. As he was growing up, of course, as young children among his mates, they would tell him, "Look at this, it's a fight boy, you can't smoke," they'll be smoking. And then he wants to prove to them that he's a boy too. As soon as he grabbed that cigarette like this, that noise will come in his ear. Ooh, like that. The voice will speak again. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't defy yourself in any way. I have a work for you to do in future. You know why I smile as I say this? Is that there's a prayer I always pray to God. I told God, I said, William Branham would have smoked. William Branham would have taken beer. William Branham would have had girlfriends. Now you stop her. Me too. Anything you see, sir, they do no good. Me stop her. Now my prayer be that too. I pray that prayer always. Because how you go do like that? You go leave some of us when we crash finish. Then we go stand up to try to recover. Then another one, he makes sure say you no crash at all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He told him, don't drink. So he never drank. He never smoked. He never defiled himself. That angel stood around him. That light, he was seeing it regularly. But nobody was seeing the light. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul, blessed be the name of the Lord. It was only him that saw the light. When God wants to come and deal with you, now only you go see him. Hallelujah. But as time went on, in 1933, according to that story, William Branham was baptizing this same baptism in the name of Jesus. That he was correcting the denominations. Of course, you people, you know his history. He was a Baptist preacher. And one day, the branch that he was pastoring, they sent him a woman that he should ordain the woman. And he told the Baptist people, that according to the Bible, it is wrong to ordain a woman. They wrote a letter to him that, no, it is the doctrine of the church. And he said, no, I preach doctrine of the Bible, not the church. They told him, you either ordain her or you resign. He said, in that case, I resign. Hallelujah. And that was the beginning of his own ministry, where he became independent of all these denominational things. And so, he was teaching the people that it was wrong to baptize in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost in obedience to Matthew 28 verse 19. The correct water baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. At that time, they were fighting him. They were calling him was preaching error. But many were believing him, and he was by the Ohio River. According to the story, he was there baptizing the people. As he was baptizing the 17th one, hundreds of people were by the river bank. A light appeared. Like a star from nowhere. Prap. I saw a man that came who was in that Ohio River. That day that baptism was taking place. He told me this testimony personally. Say he was there. People were running hater skater because they have not seen that type of thing before. He came and stood on his head. And a voice spoke. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a message that William Branham preached that he titled Paradox. That message, Paradox, he said the dictionary definition of paradox is something that is incredible, yet it is true. So that was a paradox. Incredible, yet it is true. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord. Malachi chapter 3. I changeth not. God is known by his characteristics. He was the one, that same light that moved the people from Egypt. That same light is now coming to move his people out of the denomination. The light has appeared again. It is God himself. The ministry of William Branham was not an ordinary ministry. William Branham is a prophet, but he's not a prophet like Igbo. He's not a prophet like Dayo. No! Madueke. Prophet Madueke. Prophet Branham. Hey, hey! It's not the same prophet. This was a dispensational move of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the voice of God to this generation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in 1950, the denomination, big pastors, reverend doctors, theologians, whether it is coincidence or otherwise, he said there were about 400 of them. Juggernauts. Who were saying that William Branham was preaching heresies. Because he said, we should come back to the Bible. He preached the serpent seed. He preached that there is no Trinity. There is unity, not Trinity. He said that this idea of people bearing all this reverend doctor and all those titles, they were scriptural. He said it is not proper for the denominational settings the way they are. And preached so many other things. They said he was wrong. So they came to challenge him. And they brought a photographer. And the photographer was covering all that was going on at that time. According to the story, the photographer, of course, you know, they were all of them would come and speak their big grammar, big grammar, big grammar. The theological estapology. And all the big grammar. So he was snapping photographs. They were making caricature of him. Because he didn't go to school. Even the conventional school, he didn't go. Maybe what we will call primary 7, that is what he reached. The equivalent. Because his parents were not rich enough to send him to school. You see? And so they say he didn't go to school. So if you read some of those in Samuel, you will laugh tired English when they speak there. And that same anointing is here. That's why they hear that same kind of English here too. Let Obinigwe come and minister here. You go hear English. God told me to told you. That's where the anointing flow from. But if you like, don't hear what she's telling you. Don't hear what he's telling you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same thing. And then the last exposure in that negative, the last shot the man had, that was when William Branham had to come now to answer them. And William Branham said he mounted the pulpit like this. He stood there and he told them. He said, William Branham said, immediately he stood there. He said, that angel stood by his side immediately. And then he told them, if any of you can come with your Bible, he said, where the angel was standing was where he directed them, can come to this place and stand here and open any scripture and show me what I have preached that is contrary to this Bible, I will drop my Bible. He said that the whole hall went dead. This is how William Branham described it. He said, if you threw a pin to the ground, say you will hear the noise. How dead silent. And he repeated, he said, they knew better than to stand up. He said, if any of them has stood up to come out, he said that angel was waiting to smash the person. He said, and they knew it. That was all he said. He said, since none of you can come out, me too, I have nothing more to say. Arrest my case. That was when the photographer snapped the last shot and snapped him. The next day, the photographer, which they brought, went to print the negatives. All the negatives there, the exposures here, were blank. Only the last one in Snap William Branham appeared. And when it will appear, that they saw that pillar of light on his head. That pillar of light on his head. Can they show it? Hallelujah. Can you show it? No camera to show us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Show it now. We have it in the system. Somebody is not following my message. I want them to see it. Sheila, they are not following. Sheila is talking to one girl inside there. Instead of following what I'm saying, you will have known that I'm making reference to that picture. That is the picture there. That picture you see there, the light that is on top there, is the same light that was in the wilderness. It's the same light that struck Apostle Paul on the way to Damascus. The same light that has come to show us the way out of the denominational bondage. Now there's something interesting about that light. Praise the Lord. That light, that picture, when they brought it to show William Branham, what is this? The big theologian, they say, it's a reflection of light. It's light that reflected, you know, in the camera. And so, but William Branham say, this is a light I see every day, right from my youth. That is the light I've always seen. They say a lie. They decided to take it to FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. In America, they took it to a specialist known as the director of questionable documents to examine it. He used all their scientific gadgets. Look at it, and came out with a report that this is the picture of a supernatural object. That it was not a reflection of light. By FBI laboratories in America, it became the first supernatural object to be photographed. You know, they know it as a supernatural object, but we know better what it is. Until today, in the hall of religious fame in America, this picture is hanging there as a picture of a supernatural object. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is that? God himself came in that pillar of fire and allowed science to catch a picture of it. Church, a monumental thing like this happened in this age, and yet some of you are hearing it for the first time. A supernatural thing like this that happened in Christianity, that Christians will have been bragging about with it, that our God has appeared in this age, they downplay it. Satan made sure that the world does not know what the ministry of this man was all about. But yet, and that's the nonsense a man, Robert Lyodon, wrote in God's General concerning William Branham. They will tell you God used him mightily. But when it came to doctrine, he went off. Instead of him to stay and be doing healing and deliverance, God called him to do healing and deliverance. He was teaching doctrine. God got angry and God killed him. That is what they are writing. So that you will not take that ministry seriously. But an eagle is an eagle. The foundation of God standing sure. God knoweth them that are his. Wherever he is on, they will hear the voice of God to this age. He said, my sheep know my voice. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. That is that light that has come to show us the way out of the darkness that has covered Christianity today. That mystery If all of us sitting down here can catch it, then Lagos is in trouble. But how many sitting there listening to me even understand what I am saying? My prayer is that God will open somebody's ears. Go and buy our tapes. What we preach is what that man gave to us. Every message we preach in this church is from William Branham. Every message we preach in this church, every sermon, every message, every revelation that we preach here came from him. We are not saying word for word, but he opened the door of revelation and we entered. And the light becomes, you know, brighter and brighter and brighter because it is the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. Saying to achieve one thing only, come back to Bible Christianity. Make this Bible important again in the hand of a Christian. People are dropping this Bible and holding to books printed by their pastors. They are downplaying this Bible and holding to books advertised for commercial purposes by their pastors. Don't drop this Bible. Don't drop this Bible. William Branham said, this book, Bible, is my absolute. Don't let any book replace this book. Whatever book you are reading, if it doesn't bring you back to this Bible, drop it. Every book you read must not point you to your pastor, but must bring you back to this Bible. If that book does not bring you to the Bible, it is not a Christian book. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What was that light doing? It was God's own way of showing the people that I have come to lead you out. It was God's own way of saying, this is my voice in this age. It's God's own way of saying, I am now moving through this man. Follow him. That is what that pillar of fire is. The pillar of fire is like that star coming to lead the people to show you where Christ the Word is. Finally, let me read one scripture. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 17. That's my last scripture. Luke 17. Then next week you can ask your questions. If you are with me, I'm reading it from verse 20. 10 verses there. It's a familiar scripture. That place says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God coming not with observation. When will the kingdom of God come? The kingdom of God coming not with observation. That is, church, listen. That is, you won't go out to look as if to see when the moon will come out. Kingdom of God, when is it coming? Okay, it never come. Where is it coming? That's what he's saying. And that's the truth. Because even now, every church is speaking of the rapture. But how many Christians know how the rapture will take place? It's true. You have seen calendar for the day of rapture. Who has seen calendar for the day of rapture? And churches are teaching that trash. That day there will be confusion. Train will jump train. Aeroplane will jump aeroplane. Molue will jump molue. Okada will jump okada. Keke Marwa will jump Keke Marwa. People will be jamming themselves. What will happen? Confusion everywhere. Hey, confusion, confusion. Why? It's the rapture. It is not the rapture. That confusion will take place on the day of the Lord. That is the day. The Bible says you will run to the mountain will reject you. you will jump inside the sea. The sea will reject you. You will go to hide anywhere. Scorpion will come up for war. It says, woe to him that desire the day of the Lord. That day will come after the rapture has taken place and 7 years after, according to the Bible. Okay. But the rapture will not come by observation. Uh-huh. Okay. This is how the rapture will be. Listen, oh. See what he's saying. He said, the kingdom of God coming out with observation. Neither shall they say, verse 21, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Why is it within you? Because it is a revelation. Number one, it is a revelation. And the revelation is within you. You will know. You will know. Okay, let me read on. And he said unto the disciples, hallelujah. Church, I want you to note something here. Verse 20, who asked the question? Who asked the question? The Pharisees that did not like him at all. All he answered them is what he said. It doesn't come by observation. The kingdom of God is within you. He left them. He didn't say anything to the Pharisees again. Then he now turned to his disciples. In verse 22, he began to expose a secret to the disciples that the Pharisees didn't know. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. And you know it is happening now, church. Church, it is happening now. Ebano. Everywhere now, Ebano. You know what I mean. Okay. Even within the inter-message cycle, those who believe the ministry of William Branham, Satan has jumped in there with all manner of carnal claims. It is now here. It is now here. It is now Shomolu. It is now John. It is now Jehu ministry. It is now, what's the other ministry? It is now Thunder. Thunder has sounded. It is now this one. Oh, we didn't tell message, oh. It is now John. All the nonsense that is going on. He said, for as the lightning out of one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. In Matthew 27, I think verse 47 or so. 37, verse 37. It says, as the lightning from the east to the west. That's how Matthew put it. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Okay. But first, must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. The emphasis I want you to note here concerning the coming of Jesus Christ. He said, this is how Jesus Christ will come. This is how he will come. How will he come? He will come as the light. Lightning from the east to the west. Where does the sun rise? Church, are we together? Look at your neighbor, make sure they are hearing me. This message, you know, there any bookshop. It's only here you can hear this. Where does the sun arise from? Where does it set? Jesus is saying, concerning the coming, the rapture, his coming, second coming, that is how his second coming will be. It's very important you catch this so that you stop this looking at that calendar. That calendar is not it. The word of God is a light. Psalm 109 verse 105 is a lamp unto my feet. The word of God is described as a light that shineth in the world. He said the world did not comprehend it. So the word of God for our salvation, where did it rise from? From the Middle East. From Israel. This gospel is started from the East. And Jesus Christ was speaking from the East at that time. He was saying that just as the sun rises from the East and sets in the West, that is how the Son of Man will come. It means the word of God will travel around the whole world until it starts from the East and it will end in the West. When that sun sets in the West, then you will see the Son of Man, he will come. And how was it we identify the move of God? Because the light of God always had light bearers. Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, those apostles, they were the light bearers from the East. They took the light around the world through the seven church age star messengers, beginning with Apostle Paul. It moved on like that to Rome. It moved on to those seven star messengers. Irenaeus, Martin, Columba. These are star messengers in the seven church ages. As the light was moving, they dropped it there, it moved on. It moved to Eastern Europe. It met with Martin Luther. From Martin Luther, it moved again to Western Europe with John Wesley in Britain. It moved again to the West, America, through the ministry of William Branham after the Azusa Street Revival. The light that started in the East finally ended in the West. It is that light that shone in the West that is still shining now. The West signifies the end of the day. The light sets in the West. Zechariah chapter 14 verse 6, where he spoke of at evening time there shall be a light. There is the evening light. The evening light is setting when the sun is setting. That is when the evening light shines. And the evening light is a closing light. Church, what we are having now is the evening light. No more time, church. And the evening light gospel is different from morning light gospel. You will never understand why we preach the way we preach in this church. You are used to people begging you to go to church. Brother Assembly does not beg anybody to go to church. There is no time to beg anybody for anything. There's no time for that. There's no time for that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world, that is morning light or afternoon light. But at evening, like I used to say, when you go to the market in the morning, you have all the time, money market. Did they sell for market before? Did they sell for market? Anybody heard they sell for market here? When you go market, they sell whatever. In the morning, when you go around 10 a.m. or 9 a.m., the person is just opening the shop. Then, say, madam, how much now for this book? Now, 10 naira. Hey, 10 naira. Hey, okay. I give you 5 naira. Then they go swear, like some people go swear. I swear to God, you know, reach cost price. But because of you, like say you know me somewhere before, because of you, bring money. Then you carry them again, 5 naira. Hey, this is too much, oh. Hey, three naira. And so we made the price of market. I didn't know. Three naira. The man will say, okay, now money market, because now you be my first customer. Bring the money. 3 naira. 3 naira. Okay, 150. Hey, customer, not do me like that now. Not do me like that. Even this thing said, wait, are they come? Are they come? Then he go hold you. Come now. Now go spend 3 hours for 2 naira market. Why? Because there is time. Come back to that same man when Tejo Show Market is closing 6 o'clock. Then it's 5:45. Then they are closing their market. Come back to that same person. Customer, how much? How now? How much? The price is going to tell you is last price. Sister, 3 naira. If you say, he go look you. Who they do? You don't know the time. I may bring money if you don't want buy. I better go. That is how he will tell you. There is no time to haggle. He doesn't tell you price when you go price again because there is no time to haggle. That is the evening light. That is the evening light gospel. That's the gospel we are preaching now. Drop your trouser. Hey, where is it written in the Bible? Where is it written, Abby? Wear your trouser. Go ahead. Stop palming your hair. Hey, where is it in the Bible? I should sit down, open Bible for you, Abby. Continue to palm your hair. Stop dressing naked to go to the church. Hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Abby. Quiet, continue. Stop fornication. It's grace. Continue to disgrace the Holy Ghost and say it is grace. Continue. Continue your iniquity. Let he that is filthy be filthy still. That is the gospel. That's why we preach it the way we preach. Because there's no other way to preach it. Give your life to Christ. You are doing like this. Come to church. You are coming as if you are doing somebody a favor. One of these days you will look for church to attend. You will not get that church. Because we shall be gone. The gospel is closing out. After the west, where will the light come out again? In the morning, where will it come out again? Proving to you that as the gospel will set in the west, the rapture strikes. The gospel will go back to Israel. Where it came from. Because now they are blind until Christ has gotten a bride for himself from the Gentiles. Then the gospel will go back to Israel through those two ministers, prophets, in Revelation chapter 11. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the gospel we have here. We have a vindication from above through that pillar of fire. You see, you are not here by accident. You are part of the bride of Jesus Christ. I believe it with the whole of my heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the ministry that God confirmed that it is an exodus, a ministry to pull out his people. From Egypt again. Denominational Egypt. That is the reason that when it come again, it was in this same age, in the same ministry of William Branham, that those angels came to tell him that it is time for the opening, the revelation of the six seals in Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 6. They told him to go when those seven angels met him by that mountain where he went for hunting and told him to go back to town. It was time. The history shows that when they left, they were going back. When they reached up, they formed that cloud. And that cloud that formed a magazine in America, they saw that cloud, they said it was a mystery cloud. That's the cloud you see there on your screen. That cloud. And they published it, a mystery cloud over America, a mystery cloud over the state of Arizona. And then, the next day, William Brown saw it and said, this is it. These are the angels that came. Now, when they were going, he saw what they did upstairs, up in the sky. And then, when the angel told him to turn it clockwise, look at it. It was the face of the Lord Jesus Christ that appeared in the sky. That same head, you see it there on your screen. You look at it very well. See his nose. See his eyes. He appeared live. February 28, 1963. In this our age, God appeared. And there we see, confirming it to be the sign of the soon coming of Jesus Christ. A sign for his people to wake up. A sign for his people to take seriously what his voice to this generation is saying. William Branham is not our savior. He is our prophet. And by all vindication, in signs, in wonders, the whole Pentecostal world, they know, since this Pentecostal age started in 1906 till now, no man of God has had the anointing that William Branham has had till today. None. I was reading in the afternoon one of his messages. I heard him making a boast. He said tens of thousands of visions and prophecies. He said none has failed that God has given him. He was boasting in 1963. He said none has failed. I was preaching that sermon to business, full gospel businessmen. Was preaching it to them. I was saying a lot of things to them to take their salvation seriously. That God has come in this age with his word for this age. His word for this age has been given, but they have torn it down. The same spirit of Sadducees and Pharisees, religious spirit, every one of them reading Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, behold, I send Elijah the prophet. All of them are expecting Elijah to come. Till now, they are still expecting Malachi chapter 4 to be fulfilled. But unknown to them, like they did to John the Baptist, the Elijah to the Gentile has come and gone according to the scripture. But they have done whatever they like with him. They turn down the truth and see the decay in Christianity today. Then you understand why William Branham anchored that. It was a sister that prophesied it from the congregation. And William Branham echoed it to be the truth. When he said, that is thus said the Lord. He said, Ichabod is written against the Pentecostal denomination. Ichabod means the glory has departed. And I told you, the glory of God is not the anointing that makes people fall down. The glory of God is the anointing that converts a sinner to a saint. That is a true anointing. And tell me what conversion is going on now in these Philorite churches.